Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good morning and glory to God. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries Word Alive Morning Prayer. This is day number 29, and it's 6:05 a.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We just want to say thank you to God this morning for blessing us and giving us another day for us to be able to walk in His love, another day for us to do His will, another day for God to show Himself strong on our behalf. And we thank Him on today for that opportunity, for that privilege. And this morning we just want to give shout out to Brother Dennis D. Latham, who provided this music, this awesome piece of music that I love so, so much. It helped me when I want to just get out of whatever's going on in the, you know, in my life, to help me to usher, get into the presence of the Lord. And I just wanted to say publicly, Dennis Latham, thank you so much for that music. Really a blessing. And I'm going to need to contact you so we can come up with something for my husband's broadcast. Amen. But we'll talk about that later. Good morning, area code 215-801. Thank you for joining us again on this morning. And today, Bishop Scott, are you on the phone? Okay, he's not on the phone. I need him to pray this morning, but he's not there yet. Okay. Stop. So this morning, our Proverbs is Proverbs 17. And, you know, we've been reading the Proverbs since we've been doing this broadcast. Well, we didn't start reading the Proverbs at the beginning, but we've up to number 17. And I'm telling you, the Proverbs is a good, really, really good book to read if you want wisdom, if you want understanding, if you want knowledge. The whole Bible is good to read, we know that. But what I'm saying is Proverbs helps us to guard our mouths, helps us to teaches us what to do with our children, teaches a man how not to go in the way of the prostitute, teaches people how to have just weights, be real, to be true, be honest. So the book of Proverbs is really, really an excellent book of wisdom. Amen. So we're going to read it. And it says, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a son who causes shame and will share an inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. An evildoer gives heed to false lips. A liar listens eagerly to a spiteful tongue. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. Excellent speech is not becoming to a fool, much less lying lips to a prince. A present is a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house, my Lord. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. Wisdom. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge and becomes surety for his friend. He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. He who has a deceitful heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. He who begets a scoffer does so to his own sorrow. and the father of a fool has no joy. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A wicked man accepts of bribes behind the back to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. Also to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes in their uprightness. He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. There's some good nuggets in there this morning in this Proverbs chapter 17. Amen. And verse 15 says, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. And we don't want to be found justifying the wicked. Right? Amen. Good morning, Aweb Pastor. So glad to see you with us this morning. I know you've been dealing with some things, but we thank God for this blessed day for you joining us on this morning. Amen. 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 And we're just going to go before the Lord and pray right now. If you have a request for prayer, please type it in the chat room. One of my sons, my youngest son's friend was in a car accident on yesterday, and he's asking for prayer for his friend. He says his friend is okay, but he's still asking for prayer. Apparently there is some kind of injury, but he did escape death. According to what my son was saying, his truck was messed up pretty bad, and he could have, the young man could have lost his life, but he didn't. He didn't lose his life. God spared him one more time. Amen. Glory to God. So we want to pray for him, and we want to pray for his salvation too, that he would be born again, that he will be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me look and see if there's any prayer requests. Amen. All right. All right. Okay. Father in heaven, Adonai, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, we come to you this morning. We come to you once again this morning, God. First to say thank you. First to say thank you for another day. Another day that wasn't promised to us, God, but you saw fit for us to see. We say thank you, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you today for another day of grace, another day of mercy. I thank you, Father God, that you have not given us what we deserve, Lord God, but you have given us, Lord God, your abundant love. Your abundant, steadfast, never-ending love. And we say thank you this morning and don't take it for granted that you have given us your perfect love. Lord, we say thank you, Father, this morning for that perfect love. Father, we just say thank you as we come before you humbly this morning, oh God, seeking to do your will, seeking what you want us to do, Lord God, seeking how you want us to minister today, how you want us to serve today. Lord God, we seek you today because we don't know what to do. Father, we want to be like Jesus and we want to do the will of the Father. That's what we want our mission to be, to do your will, your will, your will. Lord, we have some great ideas and some great plans and everything, but God, we want your will, your will. Your will to be done in us this day in Jesus' name. Father, for many are out here still searching for you, Lord God, and we need to know what to do and who to minister to and what to say to that person or those people so that they could come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, you don't need theatrics. You don't need a whole bunch of hoopla and foolishness to draw people to yourself. You don't need that. But God, you just need us to be in your will so we can be at the right place at the right time ministering to the people that you have called us to minister to. So, Father, we ask you today, Lord, to lead us and guide us, that we might say something to someone who is yet lost, oh God, but is seeking you with their whole heart. Father, we pray that you will use whomever you choose to use, oh God, to minister to the people that are seeking you today, Lord God. If you can use a donkey in the Bible, Lord God, you can use whatever and whomever you want to use to draw people to be saved. Father, because we understand that it's not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. So, Father, those who are coming to repentance today, Lord God, set us in the right space today, Lord God, that we'll be able to minister to them. Set whomever you have chosen for this day to minister to these people so that they can be saved. Set them up, oh God, today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Prepare the heart of the person, oh God, the people who are seeking you, that they might hear the word and know that it's straight from you, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for Lewis, the young man who was in a car wreck yesterday. Father, I pray that you heal every part of his body that has been bruised or broken or hurt in any kind of way. But, Father, let him understand that you spared his life and you just didn't spare his life so that he can continue to live a riotous life, Lord God, but that he can live and serve you. Father, I just thank you for him today. I thank you for my son, Chris, who had the mind to even ask for prayer for his son. Bless my son today, God. My son, Chris, my son, Ryan, my daughter, Danielle, my daughter, Kim. Bless my children today, Lord God. Bless all of our children today, Lord God. We know that they're young and we know that they want to still have fun, but God, let them know today, Lord God, that when we leave this earth, when we leave this earth, there's no more chance for salvation. No more chance for salvation after we close our eyes. So, Father, I pray that you will send someone to even minister to my children, oh God, my grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everybody who might be experiencing sickness today. Father, we pray for your will to be done in Jesus' name. Many are afflicted in their bodies. Many are afflicted in their minds. Many are afflicted. And, Father, we just pray today that bodies will be healed in Jesus' name. Minds will be healed in Jesus' name. Spirits will be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up the emotionally abused, the emotionally tired. Lord God, we lift them up to you today and ask you to restore them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some need to be restored and some need to be made new, brand new. And, Father, we just lift them up to you today, oh God. Father, some people have been abused so long in their lives, they just don't even know how to live an abuse-free life. Some people are afraid to be free because they've been bound for so long. But, Father, I pray for those people today who are afraid to be free. Lord, the chains have been taken off of them, but they're still living like they're bound up. Lord God, I pray for them today that you will free them in their mind. Free them in their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those that have been wounded, Lord God, in quote-unquote the church, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God, and I pray for them, oh God, today that they will no longer continue to use an excuse of them being abused to not serve you, Lord God. I know it's a trick of the enemy, Lord God. I've been there. I've done that, Lord God. I know all about it. But God, I also know that it's a trick of the enemy to keep them away from you. So, Father, we just bind and rebuke the bad memories, oh God. We bind up the rehearsing of the matter, Lord God. We ask, oh God, that the people that have been hurt, that they forgive their abusers, whatever it was. Lord God, we ask you to help them today to forgive so that they can walk in the newness of life, Lord God. Father, we pray for them today in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the babies who are dealing with cancer and dealing with all kinds of diseases, the new babies that have come into the world and are fighting for their lives. Father, we pray for them, God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to heal, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will get the glory. Father, we lift up little Sonny to you, who was born 26 weeks gestation, oh God, who's fighting for her life. We pray for her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that her lungs, that her brain, that her limbs, that all her organs, her liver, her kidney, her heart, Lord God, every organ, every muscle, every bone, every vessel in her body, her blood vessels, oh God, that everything will grow properly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be no mental retardation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be no cerebral palsy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be no Down syndrome, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but that Sunny will grow up vibrant, little girl, and she will grow up to be a vibrant woman, and that she will come to know Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless her parents as they watch their daughter struggle, Lord God. I've never experienced that, but God, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. But Father, I know when my son, my baby son, almost lost his life due to an asthma attack, I know how bad that felt, but I don't know, Lord God, how you can watch a child every single day. So I pray for this mother and for this father, Lord God, as they grieve for their daughter because she was born so early. But, Father, I pray that you strengthen their faith in you in the name of Jesus. I pray for them, God, that you will heal them in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will be with them as they cry their tears, oh, God, that you will be with them, Lord God, as they question themselves, what did I do wrong, oh, God, but will you be with them, Father God, and give them peace today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I say thank you. Lord, we lift up the President of the United States, Lord God, and for the remainder of the time that he has as President of the United States, Father, I pray that you will give this man wisdom, oh God, Barack Obama, that you will give him wisdom in what to do for this country, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm going to say this, and Lord, a lot of people blame President Barack Obama for the things that are going on in this world right now, but God, America has to stand up and understand that America has backslid and America has turned its back on God. America has turned its back on God. And Father, we ask you to forgive us for turning our back on you, for allowing other gods in, for allowing demonic worship in here, allowing other gods, allowing other people to bring their gods in here. Father, we ask you to forgive us as a nation.
Give us.
Sometimes we forget that, and we want to blame the person in charge, and that's understandable because that's who we see. But, Lord, we got to take a look at ourselves, America.
My Lord.
We need to repent. America needs to repent.
My God.
Of our sins.
Yes.
Your word says, turn thou, O backsliding nation. I am married to the backslider.
Married.
And, Lord, we know that you were talking to the Jews at the time, but, Lord, we've been grafted in. And, Lord, you're talking to us. You're talking to us, Lord. We repent. Satan, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
and I don't know what you're doing to this phone line, but I rebuke you, Prince of the Power of the Air, right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, we will repent for the United States of America. Turn our hearts back to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Turn our hearts back to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we've denounced you. We've crossed you out of everything, Lord God. We uplift that which is evil, Lord God. And people, I don't hear people walking around denouncing Halloween. But I hear people walking around trying to get rid of Christmas because they're offended about Christmas. I don't hear those same people being upset about Halloween and demonic worship, but they don't want anything to do with Christmas or lifting up Jesus. Father, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for upholding that which is evil, Lord God, and hiding that which is good. Father, we just pray this morning that you will just move on the heart. I do not know what is going on, but I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father, I say thank you this morning. I say thank you this morning, Heavenly Father. I know that this interruption is not from you. We know that what it's meant for, but we just say thank you anyway this morning. We say thank you anyway this morning in Jesus' name. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, and we bless your name. Father, it appears that things have been cut off right now as far as being able to be in the chat room, and I know there were some people in the chat room, and they've been kicked out of the chat room, and I don't know if area code 215 can hear us or not, but we just want to go in peace. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, we thank God. Have a great day, area code 215-801. There's something going on with the phones. But we thank God for you, and we thank God for everyone who was in the chat room. And we bless the Lord. Have a wonderful, peaceful, God-blessed day. Amen.
Wait.